Hello and welcome to the Paddle School Podcast. Your host and paddle coach Sandy here. Each episode I will share with you my paddle coaching experience, bringing you top tips, latest news from around the world, and interviewing some of the leaders in the industry, and all to help you play your best paddle. So let's not waste any more time, get comfortable and enjoy the episode.
We're here with Ricardo Perez from SXM Paddle on St Martin, and I've just finished a week of training with the community here and the club here, and it's been a really fantastic experience. So firstly, thank you so much for having me this week. It's been a real pleasure. It'd be great if you could just introduce a bit about yourself and also introduce us to Caribbean Paddle. Like, when did it start? How's progress going?
Well, excellent. First of all, it was great to have you here. I think everybody in the club and the community really embraced having you after seeing you, you know, digitally, actually seeing you in person, so it was great. I'm originally from Puerto Rico. My parents are Cuban, and I lived in between St. Martin and Anguilla for the last, you know, 32 years. The paddle is actually fairly new to the Caribbean. It's really pretty much kicked off, or started to kick off, during the last 6 years. St. Martin actually right now has 8 courts, which is probably the island with the most courts, you know, even though it's still small, with the most courts, boasting the only singles paddle court. You know, the sport's mostly played doubles, but we're very proud of that. Dominican Republic has, you know, a number of courts. And then Guadeloupe and Martinique has courts. But as the rest of the sports in this side of the world, you know, in the Americas, it's growing. You know, there's courts in some of the other islands, one or two loose courts, but they're actually a lot of plants, a lot of, you know, as a matter of fact, we're also in the business of, you know, developing and building courts. And we have quoted a lot of courts out there. So we know the sport within the next 2 to 5 years, it's probably going to quadruple in size, very similar to what's probably going to happen in the U.S.
And so do you know roughly how many courts there are in total in the Caribbean? And also, are they mainly at hotels, or are they, like, this is obviously a standalone club, but what's the structure?
Yeah, it's interesting. In the Bahamas, there's a one court, actually, at the Albany hotel, boutique hotel. In the Dominican Republic, there's also about 8 or 10 courts, and those, with the exception of 2 courts, are actually all at resorts. Here in St. Martin, they're actually all at clubs.
Okay.
Or individual parks. In Statia, which is one of the Dutch islands, there's actually one court in a private villa, and there is a big resort that is being developed there, has a plan to incorporate 2 courts into their program. So curiously, most of them are individual, you know, establishments, but I think we're going to see a lot of hotels integrating as the sports grow in the U.S. because it's predominantly the business that comes to the Caribbean. I think you're going to see a lot of resorts probably converting some of tennis courts into paddle.
Yeah, and I think probably for the resorts, it's people visiting, your tourists that are visiting, you know, their hotel, and it's an additional facility. And here, obviously, these are all residents. I don't think I had any tourists or people just visiting for this session.
Well, this is the off season, so we have less, you know, tourists this time of the year. We do see a lot of more tourists coming around during the high season months, but we actually expect to see a lot more as the sports continues developing, and people actually, you know, are already playing. So when they travel, they're actually looking for where to go. I mean, for example, we're going to Argentina with a group of friends in September, and we're already trying to figure out, okay, well, are we going to get a game or two during our trip?
It's probably easier to find courts in Argentina than
just
most
places. Just a few thousand. You know?
Yeah, but I imagine, I mean, that's how it happens now in Europe as well. A lot of people get into paddle, and so they're looking for locations that they can have access to that. And I think if the courts or the facility, the resorts can be open to expats and tourists coming and visiting, then I think that's probably a great way to do it.
Yeah, it's also what we spoke during the week. I think also in the U.S. is going to be a big boom, especially now when the Major League Soccer finishes. that Messi and Beckham starts playing paddle in Miami.
Yeah,
I think we're going to see a lot of followers.
Well, that's, I mean, the game is growing worldwide from celebrities. And I mean, that's, you know, hate to mention the word pickleball, but that's how that game, that's how that game has grown, right, in the US, is through that kind of celebrity connection. So just focusing now a little bit on SXM Paddle Club, which is your club, and the growth of paddle on St. Martin's. Initially, you started with two courts. Do you want to just take us through, I think it was 2 years ago, was it?
Yeah, it's a year and a half, basically.
Okay.
I mean, we started playing at the only court that was on the island, on the French side. And it was hard to get court. And myself and the two other partners decided, okay, well, why don't we make our own club? There was a very generous, you know, program from the Dutch government for, you know, developing small businesses. So we were able to benefit from that. So it was really, we were taking a gamble on an unknown sport on the island. Mm. And it worked out. And in less than a year and a half, the demand forced us to go from two courts to a third court. There's also another two courts, you know, 100 meters down the road. And they're all, and they're all busy. But it's incredible how the community has embraced the sport. Mm. And one of the first things we did from the get-go is we developed a kids program, which you hear a little on the background right now. And and the key was to develop or try to get kids involved in the sports. Mm. You know, I for myself, you know, I started playing tennis, you know, when I was 9 years old. And I'm still somehow involved in some sort of a racket-related sport, now being paddled. So for us, that was very important. Also, you know, bringing, you know, clinics like yours and professional players, it creates an excitement about the sport. And as I always said, you know, we have a, you know, a funny thing on our website that, you know, paddle is addictive, you know. Once you get the bug, it's hard to get off, you know.
Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, the community here has been one of the best communities that I've been to. Obviously, you know, our team and myself travel a lot to clubs, and it's always interesting to come to somewhere for the first time and see how it's done. And I think just the way it was even set up from the beginning, you know, that you were able to get, you know, a handful of sponsors on for the trip so that they could almost sponsor us to come over. All of the clinics sold out really fast, you know, to the point that you've got people that were away for a couple of weeks. When the notice went out, they came back and they hadn't been able to get those clinics. And throughout the week, there's been like, when are you coming back? When's the next clinics? And to have that kind of engagement and uptake from the players and the community is really difficult. Like, you know, a lot of places, particularly where there's a new club in a new location, to be able to do that is very impressive. And we ran a series of clinics from almost, you know, beginner level to advanced with Americanos, you know, that there was social evenings. It was impressive, the array of events, and, you know, the way that they just embrace it, really, don't they? And it's fantastic to see.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I mean, another thing that has been really surprising to all of us has been the amount of ladies that participate on the club. I mean, it's
I was really impressed with that. Really impressed.
And it's great, because I've traveled also and gone to a lot of other clubs, and there's not that many ladies participating on the sport. Like, for example, in Puerto Rico, which is, you know, there's actually eight courts right now. The ladies that are involved in the sports, more the younger crowd. Here, I mean, we have a good, nice, you know, middle age, you know, it's older. I mean, and that's a great thing about here in the club in general, not just the ladies. We have kids from as early as 4 years old taking lessons to, I think our oldest player is 78 years old.
Yeah, and it's almost not just a mix of ages, you know, a mix of levels, a mix of nationalities.
Correct.
You know, like, it's, you know, I think we were counting earlier on in the week, and I think there was something like 8 or 9 different nationalities.
Correct.
That I've had in those sessions. And everyone are long-term St. Martin's residents. You know, they've been here for a long time. They've built up a really close community. You have, and to be fair, you have excellent kind of team working.
We're very proud of our team.
Like the club managers, work really well. The coaches, are really dedicated, and yourself and the owners are at the club every day. Yeah. And I think, particularly in the early part of a club's journey, you need that, and everyone plays their part, right? Like even the players. Every single session we've had in the evening, all of the players have come for a drink afterwards. Yeah. And I just find that...
It's great. And not only that, I mean, it's even when we have parties and stuff like that, I mean, the members or people that just are here at the club a lot, they pitch in and they participate and they clean. And so it's great. It's really... It's developed a great community atmosphere that was really missing on the island. I mean, like, for example, I reconnected with people that I know for years, that we used to see each other once a year, and now we're actually once again spending time together because they're playing. And it's also very, very interesting now with communications with WhatsApp and stuff like this. Is everybody's always trying to, look for how can they put up a match, last minute, and so forth. Like, I got to the point that I hardly ever book a session myself. I wait until somebody invites me to come and play.
Yeah, and I mean, just on the technology side, I think, that you use some good, and obviously the Paddle School, we're not linked with any of these, but, there's a good it's Match Point, isn't it?
The PC software. Match Point.
Yeah, and you have that paddle, Americano paddle,
right.
Is a good app to run those rotational tournaments. And I found, particularly with the privates, it's more difficult when I was doing the larger groups, but the privates, we used a lot of video feedback,
right.
Even with you on one of the sessions. And, we're obviously trying to encourage those players to continue that communication with us at the Paddle School,
right.
to send in their videos so we can help analyze them and help grow their game, which is something
we do. Yeah, one of the things that we have in plan is that we're going to install actually more cameras on the courts, to be able to play back some of that. We're even thinking, it was actually a suggestion of one of the members, of maybe, have some webcams available so the players themselves may have access to the footage.
Yeah, and that's a great way, because not everyone has a tripod and
Correct.
They take the time to do that. But, you felt for your lesson, and I know a lot of the lessons, they really feel like that's a great way to get that feedback. You can see your mistakes almost too clearly sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think one really good thing out of this week as well was working a little bit with the coaches. And,
Correct.
And I know that, it would be great to spend more time with them, help them develop, because it's not one of the difficulties in the Caribbean is probably access to that type of paddle expertise and that information.
Correct. Well, we're being very lucky because we have been able quite quickly to develop a great, a great network within the paddle, within the paddle community worldwide. So far we have had, coaches and clinics from Argentina. We actually had a Argentinian pro from as far down, in Angostura in Argentina, spent here 2 months with us as like a resident coach. Now you coming here, from the UK, so we have been able to provide quality professional, clinics and experiences to the community, and I think that's something it's going to continue getting more engagement, because the buzz is going to out, I saw this, we're very lucky the local media cover us. Significantly cover your visit, significantly so. It just keeps growing. Also, the location that we have here at the club on the main road, that people are constantly seeing that there's something going on here.
Yeah. No, it's been great, and great coordination with local media and with the sponsors. And I mean, what does the future of SXM Paddle look like?
We would like, as now the other clubs are developing, I think probably create, like an association or start creating that, as the players become more competitive and better, to actually start competing in other countries. For me, is continue developing the kids program, and it's one of the things that we were talking about last night. For us, the kids program You know, if the parents can afford it, they afford it. If the parents cannot afford it, the clinics and the classes for the kids are for free. Mm. So, I mean, our key is to develop the sport. It doesn't matter the economical situation of the parents. Mm. You know, we will provide, you know, the means and the material. The idea is that when a kid here comes and play, they don't feel any different one from the other one.
Yeah, it's building the grassroots.
That's
really
correct.
Isn't
That's
it?
Correct. Yeah. That's correct.
And just as a final question, if you could give one tip to others that are either starting a club or involved in a club or managing a club, what would that be to grow an amazing paddle community?
Well, I think, you know, like any sound business decision, you gotta do your proper planning. You gotta do your proper finances. You know, it seems like it's easy what we do, and anybody could build up a club. But there's a lot of behind the scenes that happens in order to make sure your finances are in place. You know, you're meeting all regulations, and you could attract businesses. Not necessarily everything is as a movie. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because you're talking there about the finance side, and I would argue it's the same with the paddle side. A lot of people kind of play a bit of paddle, they go to a club and they think, oh, I could do this.
Yes.
This is great. This is a money-making opportunity. Uh-huh. Let's just build some courts.
Correct.
And they don't have the business side in place, and they don't have the paddle side in place. And
Correct.
Then it becomes very difficult. So I would second that, really, in that it's organization, preparation, and know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like, it's here at the paddle club, we're a three-way partnership. Mm. Between Puerto Rican, French, and Argentinian, but each of us, brings something to the equation. Like, for example, I bring the marketing and the business side. You know, Patrick brings construction and some of the coaching in there, and Nacho brings some of the architectural and the conceptualizing of the of the place and a lot of the playing. So it's always, it's we all complement each other, and that's one of the keys of the success.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Ricardo. It's been an absolute pleasure, well, to have this conversation, but then also this week. Thoroughly enjoyed
it. An honor to have you, and we're already planning on the next one for next year.
I look forward to it.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.